The biggest moments in the games.
SGA on the handle. Out front. Down the lane spurts. Kicks. Left wing dump. 1-3. It's online. Give it to him, baby. Thunder by 21. Timeout Pacers. It's happening. It's happening.
The biggest voices in sports.
Anything can happen at Fanatics Fest. Like me getting traded.
The heartbreak.
19 and a half seconds left. The Thunder will get it to the forecourt. Dribble out the rest of the clock and then start celebrating their first NBA championship since moving from Seattle to Oklahoma City several years ago.
The celebrations.
It's over at Paycom Center. Final in Game 7, the Thunder 103, the Pacers 91. A dream realized. The storybook season is complete. The final chapter reads, the Oklahoma City Thunder are the 2025 NBA champions.
It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
That's right. It is the Bulletin Blitz here on the Bart Winkler Show, Infinity Sports Network. And we'll start with LeBron James, as Bart opened the show with that. And he was talking on his Mind the Game podcast, which is him and Steve Nash. It focuses on detailed discussions.
Oh, did you see who the guest is for tomorrow?
No, because I don't follow it and I don't care. But sure, enlighten me.
Kevin Durant.
Oh, wow. That actually will be pretty interesting. I'll get his thoughts since he's been traded to the Houston Rockets. I'd like to see what he has to say, and hopefully we can get that for
when did that happen? Did we talk about that yet?
I feel like you teased it twice. You might have talked about it. No, it didn't happen on Friday.
Oh.
It happened
last
weekend.
Did I never bring it up?
You've touched on it like once or twice. Maybe that's something you can do tonight.
That was a big deal. That's a big trade.
All right, we'll get into that one. But let's stick with LeBron. He did opt into his player option with the Los Angeles Lakers. He'll make 53 point whatever million. It's a lot of money. I can't fathom it. But one of the things he said on his Mind Game podcast, ironically, he says that ring culture has ruined sports discussions.
I don't know why it's discussed so much in our sport and why it's the A-all, be-all of everything. You sit here and you tell me, you know, Allen Iverson and Charles Barkley and Steve Nash, like, oh, they can't be talked about or discussed with these guys because this guy won one ring or won two rings or won, like, it's just weird to me. It's like saying Peyton Manning can't be in the same room with Brady or Mahomes because he only has one ring. They don't never discuss that in a sport.
Right.
Or telling me that Dan Marino is not the greatest slinger of all time, or he can't be in the room with those guys because he didn't win a championship. Mm-hmm. They don't discuss those things.
this is the Bulletin Blitz, right?
Yeah. Slow news
like
day.
Slow news day. That was from 2 weeks ago.
Slow news day, I mean, listen, LeBron didn't talk to me today, all right? I'm playing with you what I play in you.
All right.
It's also topical because we're talking about LeBron to open up this show. John Cena.
Yeah, but I already gave my thoughts on that quote 2 weeks ago.
I don't remember what you talk about. I barely check into this show. It is good from what I hear.
LeBron James talking about ring culture, but he's the one that went to Miami to go chase rings.
Yeah, none of that sounds familiar. I don't think he did talk about that. Meanwhile, you never paid off that Kevin Durant tease. Here's Ace Bailey. For whatever reason,
he's on the Rockets now.
Yeah, noted. Here's Ace Bailey. For whatever reason, people are still talking about the fact that his agent has been, you know, telling one of the top teams, don't draft me. We're not going to report, trying to dictate where Ace Bailey's going to go. Again, this seems to be a story that just won't go away for whatever reason. So he was asked, did he consider boycotting the Jazz, which is the team that actually drafted him?
No, not at all. I mean, just blessed to be in this position I am. Not a lot of people can sit in these chairs and have great teammates as I got on, that came on with me. So I'm just blessed to be here.
Ace Bailey led a lot of the shows on Friday. You want to talk about slow news day?
Yeah.
Ace Bailey is not a lead story. And also, he ended up a top five pick and he reported to the Jazz. This was a weird one. And maybe something happened with the Sixers, but there was just a lot of there was a lot of noise around Ace Bailey. And then every time that he's talked, it's been like, no, I'm good.
Yeah, I feel like it's just a chance to slam his agent. Like, just say what you want to say. Like, he didn't go top three. Oh, my God. He went five. It's not like this guy went like Shador and dropped into day two. I don't know. Slow news day indeed. Maybe a slow news month. Here's Derek Queen.
Hey, because did you see, like, Rich Paul? A lot of these guys that got drafted are his clients.
Yeah.
And so there's almost like, I think Rich Paul's like the one drafting these players, like hooking up with teams, what guy will go where. I think that the draft is a lot more influenced by Rich Paul of Clutch Sports than we're aware of.
I would really like to, you know, gnaw some meat off of that bone a little bit later. That's fascinating to me. Let's go to a trade that did get some criticism, and that's the Grizzlies. They traded up 10 spots from 23 to 13 to go pick up Derek Queen. Okay. Derek Queen, he was asked on if the criticism of the trade will motivate him.
Yes, definitely. Because, I mean, I'm going to stay here. I don't think nobody in that class ever going to be better than me. So I block all the noise out. And then he got a lot of faith in me. Most of those guys I beat on in high school, so it don't really matter, but just got to continue. I know the NBA is a whole different level, so just got to continue getting better. Don't get too big-headed. Don't get too low. And just beat on them next year when they come in and make Joe look like a genius.
Housekeeping note, I said Grizzlies. I definitely meant Pelicans, so there's that. That's why the trade is being killed.
Well, thanks for clearing that up. Very important. It's not on Derek Queen to live up to the hype. You can't. The hype is you can't live. They made the bad decision to send a first-round pick. So now this guy has to play even harder because of a bad decision the front office made. Trading up to get Derek Queen is fine, but they gave up an unprotected first-round pick, which is probably going to be a top-five pick next year. So that's the problem. We shouldn't put that pressure on Derek Queen. He just was sitting there and got drafted. So that's unfortunate if that's something that we use to judge him, but that's the situation the Pelicans put him in.
And here's a situation that young Yang Hansen found himself in when he's drafted by the...
Also a Rich Paul client.
Portland Trailblazers. He's 20 years old. He's 7'1", 249, plays center. What's making kind of news are not so much his measurables and where he's going and anything like that. He was asked what he likes to do in his free time.
I'm interested in you as a person. What are some of your interests and what do you think you'd be doing if you weren't playing basketball?
Sometimes I sleep. All time sleep. I like play PS5 and I like eat.
That guy's cool.
I would love to hang out with this guy because those are all my favorite hobbies.
Has PS5 dropped in price yet? Are we still at $500 for one of these?
No,
things?
It should be cheaper because I think there's a PS5 Pro, which would be silly to buy because PS6, I'm sure, is right around the corner.
Because I still have a PS4.
Wow, get with the times, man. I have a PS5, and I've had that for quite some time.
I know. I'm going to need a PS5, but that's a big purchase.
Is it?
Summer just started, but we've had an expensive summer. We bought a mattress. I'm going to baseball games once a week. I'm getting the fine seats, you know what I mean?
First world problems.
I bought a yacht. Just kidding. Could you imagine?